Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program, Madrasa on Air, Madrasa of Marcus Sahaba, and we're looking forward to you and looking forward to us gaining some knowledge and seeing how we can repair and improve ourselves so that we can get to the place where we want to get to, and that is Jannah. And that is the pleasure, the ultimate success is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces that we were successful in this dunya. When you do something good and you do good actions, or you tire yourself in and you want the rewards, or you are searching for something, that's the only reason why you would make effort in a certain avenue is because you want to see the fruits of something. So when a person, he sees he is working hard, and when he is acknowledged and he is out there, they are efforts, he sees it, the efforts are materializing, then he feels good about what he is doing. And when the money comes, then he's even more happier, because it's the money is coming with the efforts, with the sweat. So likewise, we should be making our effort is not just for this dunya, our effort is beyond, our vision extends towards Akhirah, and we are searching for who? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's happiness. When our Creator is happy and pleased with us, that will be the ultimate success, because remember, He has the keys to all the treasures. And when you have the Creator, when you have such a Creator who has the keys to all the treasures, then His treasures know no bounds. Then you don't have limits to what you can wish for and what you can aspire for and what you will be enjoying in Jannah. But remember, for Jannah, we need to have Iman. And today we are busy with the chapter or the section on Iman. And we will be discussing aspects with regards to Iman on a Monday. And half an hour or 20 minutes is very short for Iman, because Iman needs more time. Iman is the key for our being. Iman is our nutritional food that we have, or that we need to gain for our souls so that we can get to the Akhirah. And that's what keeps us going. If a person's Iman is high, and when his Iman is high, then to perform good deeds is not difficult. You'll see in the month of Ramadan how easy it is to perform good deeds. Why? Because there's no interference of shaitan. If we protect our gaze, there is no heavy there's no heavy influence of shaitan in the month of Ramadan. Whatever we do in the month of Ramadan is because shaitan, he has made us habitual sinners, that the whole year we are sinning. Now in the month of Ramadan, we can't stop it, so we continue it. But he pulls away, he's gone. He pulls away, he retracts, and he's gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala locks up the shayateen. But whatever we do then is because this has become a habit, and now to stop it is very difficult. So we discuss Iman, because Iman is vitally important, and it is the basic fundamental of Islam, that if your Iman is high, then you will stay up for however long you need to, because your Ruhani levels are at a high level. So we need to get there, inshallah. But first we need to sort out the basic beliefs of Iman, Kitabul Iman. What is this? This is Islamic faith. What is Islamic faith? That is what we're going to discuss. In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates the hadith, he says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ جَدِّدُوا إِمَانَكُمْ, that renew your Iman, refresh your Iman. قِيلَ, it was said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on Friday, remember we learned that whenever we hear Muhammad's name, Muhammad, not just any Muhammad, the final messenger, then we recite sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why we recite sallallahu alayhi wasallam whenever we say Muhammad, because this is peace and blessings be on. We supplicating to Allah that, O Allah, please send mercy and blessings upon sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on Friday as well, we learned to pronounce Muhammad proper, in the proper manner. It's not Muhammad. Listen to the difference. Muhammad. That's how we pronounce it. So, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, وَكَيْفَ نُجَدِّدُ إِمَانَنَا, that how can we renew our iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi means prophet. So sometimes we refer to Nabi, or we sometimes the correct way is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Sahaba would call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah. So that's how we should address as well, and this is can be implemented inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they asked, Ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَكَيْفَ نُجَدِّدُ إِمَانَنَا, that how can we renew our iman? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أكثروا من قول لا إله إلا الله, that recite in abundance the saying لا إله إلا الله. Recite in abundance the saying لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So whenever we are free, or whenever we are walking, or especially this morning in the hadith program, we discussed the importance of reciting لا إله إلا الله before you sleep, and لا إله إلا الله when you wake up, because Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said a time will come that يصبح الرجل, he will be in the morning, he will be a believer, and when he sleeps at night he's a kafir, in a non-believer state. How is that? Because you accepted iman. So how is it that? So the answer to that is that we gave it this morning in the hadith program. So here what we are stressing is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that read it abundantly. So that's the first, and this is under the chapter of iman. So let's discuss few ayats which are relevant to iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah At-Taghabun, and that is chapter number 64. So chapter of the Quran is 64. The verse is verse number 1, 2, and 3 we'll discuss today. And if there's time, we'll discuss a little bit more on other verses of the Quran which are speaking about iman. Whenever we discuss a topic of Islam, we always go back to the Quran, and we always go back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When any scholar gives a reference, or he's giving a, it will always, ideally, it will go back to the Quran and the Hadith, because these are where all the principles of Islam are derived. Then you get the scholars who are so, they are so engrossed and so dedicated to their efforts that they have reached the level where they of course, with the under the supervision of our elders and seniors, they then apply the principles, and they apply to daily aspects which are always continuously changing. There's rapid changes in many aspects. So they will, but they ideal principles which they're going back to is the Quran and the Hadith, and the qawls, the saying of the Sahaba, the aqwal of the Sahaba, that is the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because remember they were right under him. So when you speak of a particular doctor and you knew he's elderly now, he can't perform the functions as well as anyone else, but there were people who studied under him and they practiced under him. So you will note that this doctor here, this young doctor, he's got experience from who? From that elderly, that pious, or that experienced doctor. So then he has high regard because he studied and he practiced right under him. So these companions were the direct result of the companions who were known as Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So when we say the companions, we refer to Sahaba. We say Sahaba, that is the companions. And we say radiallahu anhum, and that means, like how we make the dua for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here we recite radiallahu anhum, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them. Radiallahu anhum. Those were the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had him direct, whatever they needed, whatever advices, he was there direct to guide them. And then you get those who followed the Sahaba. They are known as the Tabi'een. So for them, you will recite, you will read Rahmatullah alayhim. And then you get those who followed them, and that is called the tabi'in, those who followed the ones who followed the companions. So that's how we have to be, that we need to acquaint ourselves with those who are on and they are trying their utmost best to follow the ways of those who followed the companions, and those who followed the companions, and those ideally who followed the Sahaba and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We need to come onto their ways and see. That's why we have in the mornings from 10 to 10:30 the hadith program, and that is where we discuss the goals and what the Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and all of this. It's an amazing kitab, Riyadus Salihin. So, but here we are discussing a particular aspect, and that is Iman. In Surah At-Taghabun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُسَبِّحُ اللَّهَ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the skies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's purity is pronounced by all that is in the heavens and in the skies. In the heavens and all that is, وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, and all that is in the earth. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ, for him is all, belongs the kingdom. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ, and for him is all praises. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, and he is powerful over everything. Powerful over everything. So this is in chapter 64, under verse number 2. These are words, few words. These are revelations. This is a revelation from, it's from the Quran. It was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via the means of Jibreel alayhi salam. These words are, gold is not even, it cannot be imagined the value of these words. يُسَبِّحُ اللَّهَ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the skies, whatever is in the heavens, whatever is in the earth, everything pronounces Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's purity. These are words from who? From your creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're looking for a way out, you are in a situation, you need to know one thing, there is no way out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates that way out. Lahul mulk, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to him belongs all the kingdom. You are searching for wealth, you are searching for cure, you are searching for a way forward, you are searching for anything, whatever you need, whatever you're wishing for. And of course, it has to be in line with that which is not prohibited and not made forbidden. Then you need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahul mulk, for him is the entire kingdom. Walahul hamd, and for him is all praises. All praises belongs to him. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you get a king, but he's not worthy of being praised. But this king is the king. He is lahul mulku walahul hamd. For him is all the kingdom, all kingdom, and to him belongs all praises because of what a Lord we have, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say this name Allah, the next time you say it, the next time you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, just remember that you are reciting a noble name, a very high name, the highest name in the world. Where whatever you need to know, sometimes the other day at the robot, you're looking at the beggars and you of course you feel pity, you pity their condition, but on the other hand they are taking steps towards creation, and you just wish that they knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if they knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would not be taking steps to creation, but rather they would be taking steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you are taking steps towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know and understand that there is a solution. There has to be a solution, and that is the way out ultimately. That there is no condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never made a condition where there was no solution. Remember, he is the creator. For him, lahul mulk. For him is the entire kingdom. Walahul hamd. For him is the all praises. And he makes a way out. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the condition. We have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to remember him at all times. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The ayahs, the verses are in Surah At-Talaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a way out. Allah is in full control. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ. For him is the entire creation. For him is all praises. That's why you recite in the beginning of Surah Fatiha, in the opening chapters, in every rakat where we discuss on Thursdays in our Salah lesson, in our prayer lesson, and also in our Quran lesson, where we discuss that the opening chapter, the opening verses of the Quran, Alhamdu. Alhamdu means all praises. Alhamdu lillah, 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 lillah is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises belongs to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rabbil alameen. He is the creator. He is the Lord of the universe. He is in full control. We need to bring this conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we turn our gaze away from all the dunya, all the people, all that is happening in the world, everything, the vaccinations, the cures, all of this, we turn it to one being, lahul mulk, to him belongs all kingdom. And when we direct our efforts, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, when we bring upon this taqwa and this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we abide by his commands, and we practice upon the sunnah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out, such a way out, that what is happening in Palestine, what is happening with COVID, all of this year lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The solutions lies with him. It's not up to us to think how it's going to happen. It's not up to us to think when it's going to happen. We just have to have this conviction that it is him. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And who is this Allah? To him belongs the kingdom, and for him is all praises. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he is powerful over everything. Nothing can overpower Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find that these same people who are causing the oppression in Palestine and in other places, their own people will turn against the Israelis and their leaders, and they will turn against, inshallah, just the way Musa alayhi salam, just the way Musa alayhi salam, when he went to Fir'aun to give him and to speak to him, and when the time came and when it was commanded to Moses, to Musa alayhi salam, to throw down the staff, the stick, and then they all saw, when they saw all of that, all the followers of Fir'aun became the followers of Musa alayhi salam. They turned against Pharaoh, Fir'aun, and they turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turned and they saw. So these same people that are following these they are watching and witnessing the oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that same Allah, who can change these people's hearts, and they will turn against these people. And remember, He is in wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. It is our mindset, it is our narrow-mindedness that we do not understand the power, the qudrat of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we understand this qudrat, and that we, of course, we cannot fathom it, but we need to understand that wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. We need to love it, we need to say it, we need to remind ourselves that He is in full control. That's why our ulama advise us and say, recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no power, there's no strength, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happens, happens through the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is iman. We need to have this. We need to be brimming with iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. He created you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, first, everything in the world, everything is pronounces His He pronounces Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's purity in the heavens, in the earth. And then Allah says about His kingdom and His praises, and then His power. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. And then in spite of this, فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ. How sad that despite all of this, you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. You know, as a parent, when you raise this child up and he turns against you and he defies all what you have promoted and what you have taught him, and he turns away from you, how does that feel? But this is not your parent. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who nourished you when you were nothing, when you were just liquid from that point to this point. فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ. And in spite of all of this, some of you are kafir. Some of you have rejected this Allah, this very same Allah. Is it not time that now we need to take stock of ourselves, that we need to come back to this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to find out who is this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to address our hearts, and we need to ask our hearts that who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we need to now search and do some introspection to say that now is the time where I want to exactly get close to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want, if I'm not a Muslim yet, I need to find out what is Islam. I can see everything, that there is continuous attacks on Muslims and Islam, but we can see today the real oppression is coming out to the shore and to the fore. And we need now, what do we need to do? We need to now study Islam. We need to accept Islam. We need to come and we need to stand together on what is the truth, and against those who are oppressors. And inshallah, وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and some are of you, some among you are mu'min. This is chapter 64, Surah At-Taghabun, verse number 2. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Remember, the skies, the earth, all of that has been created with truth. وَصَوَّرَكُمْ. He designed you, He fashioned you. This breathing, everything, it's in a manner that you all your life you have been breathing oxygen which you could never ever see. Go read up about this oxygen that you breathe in and the carbon dioxide that comes out. Go read up about it, and go read up, not now, any literature, because if you search now on Google, you won't find this information. But search in your books and see how important it is to have free access to oxygen. So inshallah, we will end up on this year. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a beautiful way He has shaped you and made your figures so brilliant, so excellent. وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. And to Him will be your final abode. Therefore, we need to change our lives. We need to make our iman Remember, we busy with iman. We need to make it firm. How do we? We said it in the beginning. Jaddidu imanakum, that renew your iman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And he was asked how? Akthiru min qawli la ilaha illallah. That recite in abundance the qawl of la, recite la ilaha illallah throughout the day, and believe with conviction that there is no deity, there is no help, there is no vaccine, nothing, but with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our Lord. And we end off with this year. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah. سے کعبہ تیرا
یا رب مصطفیٰ تو مجھے حج پہ بلا آکے میں دیکھ لوں آنکھ سے کعبہ تیرا یا اللہ یا اللہ
شرف ہو پھر عطا یا رب مصطفیٰ حج کا شرف ہو پھر عطا یا رب مصطفیٰ میٹھا مدینہ پھر دکھا میٹھا مدینہ پھر دکھا یا رب
مصطفیٰ یا رب مصطفیٰ تو مجھے حج پہ بلا.